Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I'm your host, James Morris. And spring training has officially started, so I'm super excited about that. Already, I think most teams have played three to five games already, so I'm super excited. Spring training has officially began, and I'm super stoked on what's going to happen and how each teams are going to look in spring training and how it's going to affect their roster. But the biggest thing over the past couple days is that the four, maybe three players, the biggest, I'm missing one or two, because I'm going to do a podcast a little bit later with someone, with a good friend of mine, but I'm doing a podcast about four huge signings that has happened, and if this is a good signing or a bad signing. Let's get right into it. The very first one is Freddie Freeman. The Dodgers are pretty much the best team money can buy. As Freddie Freeman as a free agent and the Dodgers somewhat needing a shortstop or a first baseman, they got Freddie Freeman, who's probably even better than Max Muncy, who's playing first base for the Dodgers right now, but gets hurt a lot and is hurt right now, I believe. As soon as the Braves won the World Series, Freddie Freeman played amazing World Series. The Braves did everything they can or could to get to keep Freddie Freeman. They actually offered him $165 million for 5 years, and then again a couple weeks later, Freddie Freeman rejected that offer, and then they did $175 million for 6 years. But he ultimately, so you see, $165 million for 5 years. The Braves proposed this for $175 million for 6 years for Freddie Freeman. And Freddie Freeman goes to the Dodgers for $162 million for 6 years. So the Dodgers offered more money than the Dodgers did. And Freddie Freeman's even a, he's a homegrown. He's from Atlanta, and he really loves Atlanta. And he's turning down a bigger contract to the team that he loves the most, going to a team with less money and a team that's pretty much guaranteed at least to be in the World Series, probably. Mets are going to play the Dodgers tough, but the Dodgers, I don't like the Dodgers because they're always good. They can afford everything. But Freddie Freeman's officially to the Dodgers. Who can contend with the Dodgers? The Mets are the only contenders, I think, that can contend. I said contend about four times there. But I think the Mets are going to only be the good team, and the Dodgers, I think those two are going to be rivals this year because those are only the two really good teams. But the American League is very dominant, but only two or three teams are really good in the National League. But the DH is going to be really crazy because maybe it's teams that normally aren't going to be really good could be a lot better because the DH, even just one more hitter, can add a lot more runs to your game and just your mindset on how to win. But Freddie Freeman has ended his era with the Braves with a heartbreak, and the Braves did try, but sides exchanged proposals, and Freddie Freeman's out. And so I'm super sad about this. I hate to see Freddie Freeman go to the Dodgers, but it is what it is. I really hope Freddie Freeman does well, hoping the Dodgers won't, because I'm not a fan of the Dodgers. But if you're a Dodgers fan listening to this, I hope you the best. But next story, this was just a couple hours ago. Trevor Story used to be a Rockies shortstop, a phenomenal player, has officially gone to the Red Sox with a six-year, $140 million contract. He had opt-out the final 2 years of the deal for the Rockies. He could opt out, but that was not what was going to happen, and Story would probably take over second base with Xander Bogaerts, I'm not a big fan of the Red Sox as well, because they're also another team, the best team that money can buy, but the Red Sox can be pretty solid. Having Trevor Story, now Xander Bogaerts, you're going to have, your pitching is pretty solid, and you're going to be a good team as well, but Trevor Story's gone. I know you Rockies fans are so sad about this, but it is what it is, and Trevor Story, in my opinion, guys, I'm sorry, underrated player. His stats have never been amazing. I mean, I believe he was in Home Run Derby. He's definitely been an All-Star. But he's not, he's getting old, but he only had a 4.2 WAR, 24 home runs and about 251, and maybe, I mean, I guess those are good stats, but that's not worth 80, that's not worth 180 million, 190 million. I think you guys can agree with that. I mean, he played since 2016, and he, every single year, he's hit either 20 or 30 home runs, but he also struck out 191 times one time. He's had 100 RBIs once. His most home runs he's ever hit is 37, which is a lot, but one year he hit only like 20 is his average. He was the Rookie of the Year one year, which was a really good year. He was a three-time All-Star, also a couple MVPs. I mean, he's not a bad player. He's actually a good player. But he's not even close, in my opinion, worth $140 million. I mean, he's a great player, Rockies. I think he was awesome when when you guys had him on the team. I think he's a good player. I really like who he is as well. I think he's a nice guy, and he can really hit. But he's not worth as much money as the Red Sox are offering, even not as much money as the Rockies were offering him. But Trevor Story's officially gone to the Red Sox. The Red Sox are going to be a playoff contending team without a doubt. I want to talk. The next player is an Astros player, a shortstop. I think you guys already know who it is. But I just talk about this. The Marlins are going to be so good, in my opinion. They have Jorge Soler now. And I think they're just going to be, like, the surprise of the year, without a doubt. So you already got Joey Wendell. Now you got Jorge Soler to the Miami Marlins. But you got Jazz Chisholm, Joey Wendell, Avisail Garcia right field, Joey Wendell a second athlete to play the outfield. You got a amazing starting lineup, and then you added Garrett Cooper. You have a Garrett Cooper as well. Jacob Stallings adding to your catcher. You got, I mean, a pretty decent team. John Birdie's gonna have a good year. Dylan Flora, in my opinion, he's gonna be your closer if he's not already. And you might. There's no way you guys are looking at a World Series this year, but you guys actually want to be better. You guys, I believe, are the youngest. The Marlins, I believe, are the youngest or the lowest market team in baseball, and they really want to be good now. Jorge Soler, Joey Wendell, Avisail Garcia, Sixto Sanchez, Pablo Lopez. You're looking at a lot of. They got a lot of people over the season. And even they were decent in 2020, not great in 2021, but they're just because they're a very young team and they will be good. Trevor Rogers, I believe, he came in second or third in the Rookie of the Year for the National League, or no, they're in the American League, but they're going to be a good team. Trevor Rogers, maybe even Trevor Rogers, no, he came in second for Rookie of the Year, but Marlins are going to be decent this year. Watch out for the Marlins if your team is in their division. But let's get to another huge signing. Carlos Correa has signed to, I don't know how I'm going to say this, to a shocking team, the Minnesota Twins, who can probably now contend in the playoffs, adding, you know, Julio Urshela and Gary Sanchez. And Twins have signed Carlos Correa. I am, like, shocked on what just happened. Technically, it's a one, I can't find his, where is his contract here, but Carlos Correa has officially gone to the Twins. And I'm surprised because, well, I don't know if I'm not, so I'm kind of surprised, but the Carlos Correa and the Twins never really were interested in him, if I'm not mistaken. But the Twins have got Carlos Correa. I seriously cannot find it says here, Carlos Correa. Oh, the Tigers offered him a 10-year deal. He said no to it. Twins got Carlos Correa, but for $35.1 million each year for 3 years, but he has a decision to opt out after 2022, after 2023 and 2024. So this year is official for the Twins for Carlos Correa. He's going to be the Twins in 2022. 2023, he can't opt out. If he's not going to opt out, he's going to get $35 million. If he does not opt out, and he has a decision to opt out the next year, if he doesn't, he gets $35 million, and then he's could be on a different team. But the Twins surprised me because they don't really need a shortstop. Not entirely, but because you got Julio Urshela, who could probably play shortstop if you guys needed it. But you got a third base now solid. You got first base solid. Second base for the most part. And you guys could be seriously decent. I mean, I'm surprised I'm saying this. The Twins could be a good team this year. So watch out for the Twins. Carlos Correa is joining them with Julio Urshela and Gary Sanchez. And the only thing bad for your Twins is the pitching. You need to get more pitching. It's about it for the Twins. Now, the former Reds player right fielder, Nick Castellanos, has gone to the Phillies. Castellanos has gotten money. He is going to be a solid player this year. He's gone to the Phillies. So Nick Castellanos agrees to a 5-year, $100 million contract for the Phillies. And the Phillies now are going to be good. You got Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos, Bryce Harper. Solid players. You guys are going to be good as well. I don't think a World Series contender, but definitely a playoff contender. You're going to make the playoffs. But like I said, a lot of teams want to be good this year. Only a couple teams like the A's and the Reds and maybe the Rays are going to set aside for maybe in a couple years they want to be good getting prospects. But I would say like 75 to 80% of all the teams right now are wanting to be good this year. Like they're saying, this is our year, we're going to be good. The Phillies, Twins, Yankees, Blue Jays, pretty much every team. The Pirates, the Cubs, they're actually making trades to try to be good. And, I guess the Phillies also got... I was going to say they got Jock Pederson, but just went to the Giants. Jock Pederson did. But Nick Castellanos to the Phillies, huge signing. He's going to be a solid player. I'm not a big fan of Castellanos. I know you guys are like, what? He batted like 300 with like 29 home runs and 100 RBIs. He's a great player. He is, but once he broke his like thumb or something like that, his swing was horrible. He batted like barely 200 after that. And he was not playing well at all after that. And that was like 30 games, and he played horrible. And so those 30 games can't affect your season that year, but can affect your seasons after that if you can't fix your what's going on with your swing. So that's about it for Nick Castellanos. He will be okay for the Phillies, in my opinion. He's not going to be an all-star, but he's going to be a good player for not being an all-star. I'll say he's going to bat 280, maybe 20 home runs. Maybe 80 RBIs. So, a little above average player, but a solid, decent player for sure, playing right field. Not a great... He might even play DH, because he's not a great outfielder. But that's about it. Thank you for listening. I'm going to do another podcast with one of my family members. But thank you for listening to MLB from CDA Baseball. Take another listen sometime.